With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations after the shooting of two National Guard members by an Afghan national. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
In a blistering social media post, the president blames immigrants for problems from crime to housing shortages as part of social dysfunction in America and is demanding reverse migration. He calls for a halt to migration from third world countries and promises to try and expel millions of immigrants from the U.S. by revoking their legal status. The president's push to further tighten immigration policy comes after the shooting of National Guard members on Thanksgiving Eve. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite wider economic uncertainty, shoppers turned out in big numbers for Black Friday, spending billions of dollars both in stores and online. Adobe Analytics, which tracks e-commerce, says U.S. consumers spent a record nearly $12 billion online on Friday, marking a 9.1% jump from last year. Two Canadian leaders agreeing to work toward an oil pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports.
In remarks to the Calgary Chamber of Commerce, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he and the Premier of Alberta have signed a memorandum of understanding towards building an oil pipeline to the Pacific coast.
There is a fair bit of interest, as an understatement maybe, in Asia for Canadian energy.
The agreement also adjusts a ban on oil tankers off parts of British Columbia.
That's correspondent Jennifer King. Northwestern University will pay $75 million to the U.S. government in a deal with the Trump administration to end a series of investigations into anti-Semitism on campus and restore hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. This is SRN News. The board overseeing Alabama public libraries has voted to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children's sections of all public libraries in the state. The Alabama action is the latest salvo in the national fight over library content that is being driven by parents who are alarmed by the content of some books being given to children in public and elementary school libraries. The Alabama board says materials that discuss, quote, transgender procedures, gender ideology, or the concept of more than two biological genders cannot be housed in sections of the library aimed at children. Slovenians have rejected a referendum that would have allowed people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. About 53% of voters rejected the proposed bill, while 46% supported it. The no votes also represented more than 20% of the 1.7 million eligible voters in Slovenia, which is required according to local election rules. This is SRN News. The former NBA champ entering politics in his father's home nation.
Rick Fox says he will run for a legislative seat in the Bahamas in next year's general election. The 56-year-old made the announcement Monday on Facebook. Fox was a three-time champion with the Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't think LA's tired of seeing us up here with the Larry O'Brien. We're not tired of doing it.
Fox was born in Toronto to a Canadian mother and a Bahamian father who grew up in the Bahamas. His candidacy comes as the archipelago struggles with high-profile corruption cases, an influx of people entering the country illegally, and ongoing recovery from Hurricane Dorian, a Category 5 storm that hit in September 2019. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
Traditional Christmas markets open across Germany now, drawing revelers to their wooden stands for all kinds of goodies. Security has been stepped up, though, with two deadly attacks on German Christmas markets in the past 5 years. This is SRN News.